Okay, so I'm in Chicago and I wanted to watch the Michigan State exhibition game. I'm at the bar and they won't put it on. That's why I got in trouble, Chad. They were watching baseball or something. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't think they have baseball games. It's November. Baseball doesn't go on anymore in November, does it, David?
I hope they lose.
Oh, David, we're on. We're on.
Oh, okay.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Hoops HD's Big Ten Preview Podcast. I'm your host, Chad Sherwood. Joining us, David Griggs, John Stalica, Matt Zukowski's back, as well as John Tytel, who is that
Great
black
look for you,
screen.
John.
Hello,
Loving it.
hello.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
The power is up at John's house.
Yeah, we've been having a little bit of technical difficulty, so I think John is going to be joining us by audio only tonight. John T, that is. But let's get right into things here with the Big Ten. And Matt, last season, the Big Ten, no team beyond the Sweet 16. A bad season for the Big Ten or a good one?
Probably a little bit down. And I can envision something pretty similar this year that Wisconsin will probably be seeded high enough to where they'll be expected to make at least say an Elite Eight. But if they get knocked down this in the second round of Sweet 16, I think you could see the same thing again this year.
Yeah, and in fact, just with only Michigan State's two seed was the only top four seed even for the Big Ten last year. And David, things didn't go very well for Michigan State in the tournament, did they?
Well, you know, they went out a little earlier than what they were expecting. We certainly thought Michigan State was deserving of a one. I was a little surprised they didn't get it. And then they went out and disappointed all of us, losing what I believe it's only the seventh time a two has lost to a 15. So
That's
a little bit of an
that that
upset
they made it the eighth time that a 15
there. Eighth
has
time,
been hit
okay.
to with Middle Tennessee winning that game. And
So.
Stalica, we had a few other Big Team 10 teams that did make it in. We actually had three 5 seeds, which is a three out of the four 5 seeds. Purdue, Maryland, and Indiana were all in there. Iowa was in as a 7. Michigan was in the first four as an 11 seed. So they did have a fair number of teams in at least.
Well, Purdue was another team that was actually upset early in the tournament. Maryland was able to survive against South Dakota State and also against Hawaii after they knocked out California. Indiana seemed to be a team that we had a lot of, buts during the regular season after their abysmal performance in Maui, an easy Big Ten regular season conference schedule. But you couldn't say, but after their win against Kentucky in the NCAA tournament. And then there's another team that I will not speak of.
Yeah, that's the only team I did not mention. And John T, let me turn to you now. Wisconsin got a 7 seed. Stalica's eliminating that Wisconsin Xavier game from his memory. I don't blame him. How about this season? I've heard a lot of love for this Wisconsin team coming into the year. Is it deserved?
It is. Then again, it's deserved for me to get a little FaceTime, and we saw how that's working out for me tonight. So their schedule is going to be very tough. They have a 12-day stretch early on, home games against Syracuse and Oklahoma, and a road trip to Marquette for the big in-state battle. The good news is they have one of the best front courts in the nation with Ethan Happ, Vito Brown, and Nigel Hayes, one of the best clutch shooters in Bronson Koenig. We remember what he did last March. And I don't know if it'll be a big factor, but I assume it's much harder for a coach to start in mid-season like Greg Gard did last December after taking over for Bo Ryan. So I assume when you have a whole off-season to get to know your team and prepare. Obviously, he was on the sideline during Bo's tenure, so it wasn't like he was coming right off the boat. But I think that that might give them a little more sense of fraternity or getting to know each other, and I think that will pay dividends.
I love this Wisconsin team. I mean, I think because they started off so bad in the first half of the season, I think they were 9-9 at one point, but
They suffered a loss last year at home to some team out of the Summit, Western Illinois, out of the
Western
Summit League,
Illinois,
who finished ninth place in the Summit League.
right, missed the Summit League tournament. But, you know, they won, I think they won 11 of their last 13. They beat four ranked teams in that stretch. And they really were already in the Elite Eight and kind of blew it. So this is a team that was thundering down the stretch. You know, so I really like them this year. I mean, I think that they could be a 2 or a 1 seed.
Matt.
But I think the other surprise about Wisconsin was they also stumbled when Bo Ryan actually came back after we thought he might initially retire after their run to the NCAA championship game 2 years earlier. But we also know about the midseason change of their coaching situation when Greg Gard took over.
Yeah, and Matt, let me bring you in here on this Wisconsin team. How good do you think this team is? One, do they win the Big Ten? And two, are they a Final Four contender?
They win the Big Ten. I would actually be a little surprised if they make the Final Four, because I think there is so much high-level talent this year, and I still think they're lacking a little bit in that. Like, unless Nigel Hayes can be – he's probably the one guy on the team who can maybe be that elite All-American-level player. Unless he develops into that, I think they're going to be short that guy to take them over the hump and say – anywhere from a second-round game, Sweet 16, maybe even Elite Eight, like somewhere along the line, I think they're just going to be short a little bit that high, high-level talent needed to make a – I think they'll be needed to make a Final Four this year.
Well, I personally disagree with you. I am very high on this Wisconsin team. I am going to be calling them one of my preseason Final Fours, if not more. But that's also because I don't like to go with the chalk always. But
they're going to win. Who do you think – do you think they'll win the conference?
Do I think Wisconsin's going to win the conference? Yes. Do I think Wisconsin's going to be your national champion? Yes. But
no. Well, you're wrong about the conference. They're a Final Four caliber team, but there's another team that wears red in this conference that's winning it.
Ohio State?
David, who's going to win it? Who's your team that's wearing red?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. We are going to talk about Nebraska in a little bit here. Anybody that wants to hear all our thoughts about Nebraska, please go to the last 2 minutes of this podcast, though. You'll definitely hear them then. John T., who do you think is the second best team in this conference?
Everybody's wrong.
I think it is wide open for debate, so I don't know that everyone will agree, but I'm leading Purdue, actually. They have another amazing front court. You talked about Wisconsin's. They might be the best in the country. They might not even be the best in the conference because of Purdue with Vince Edwards, Caleb Swanigan, and Isaac Haas. They also have a tough schedule in November against three teams that we talk about a lot: Villanova, the defending champs, NGIT, the previous team of the people, and Louisville, who's undergoing all this scrutiny with the whole Patino and Andre McGee thing. The other X factor, they have a senior graduate transfer in Spike Albrecht. If there's anybody who can help beat Michigan and John Beilein, it's somebody who played for him.
Well, Purdue's biggest problem last 2 years has been at the end of the game situations when teams turn up the full court pressure. They just can't hold on to the ball. Interestingly enough, they actually got – Matt Painter got them a exhibition scrimmage, secret scrimmage, whatever we call them, against West Virginia just to address that specifically. And I know, Matt, you're big on the point guard position. Is Spike Albrecht the solution here?
No, I actually think if there's a solution, it's freshman Carson Edwards, and that he played a little bit more as a scoring guard in high school, but there is a thought he could transition into that position. And I think for Purdue to finish second, get like something like that 4-5 seed in the tournament that the second place finish would likely garner, they'll need Carson Edwards, I think, to be the man from day one at the point guard spot.
David, do you agree that Purdue is up there in the standings?
I do. That is one of the weaknesses, but I think the pros way outweigh the cons. And I think that it will be addressed somewhat with the new guard play. But, yeah, I really like this Purdue team. I don't know if I have them as my second-place team behind Wisconsin and Nebraska. But I do like them a lot.
Well, who is your second-place team, if not Purdue or Nebraska?
I still like Michigan State. I know that they do have some question marks there, but I think I'm going to go with them.
Well, John Stalica, let's talk about this Michigan State team. They lost a lot off of last year. Do they have enough to be back? I don't think anyone's going to call them a two seed again, but do they have enough to be back among the top teams in the Big Ten?
I can't say no to a guy named Lou Rawls Tum Tum Nehru Jr., but you're probably going to need a little more than just him in order to be a top 10 team as they've been projected to be. They've also got their usual killer non-conference schedule. They start out against Arizona and Hawaii. They start against Kentucky and Madison Square Garden. They're also going to be part of the battle for Atlantis this year on the same half as St. John's, Baylor, and VCU. And then there's also a game against Duke as part of the ACC and Big Ten Challenge.
Well, Tytel, they do have a very strong recruiting class coming in, led by, I think, Miles Bridges. They do have Aaron Harris back. Is there – where do you think this Michigan State team finishes?
Certainly in the top four, maybe win it all. I don't want to gloss over what John just said. I mean, they play in November, Arizona, Kentucky, and Duke. I mean, come on. Good luck also. The key freshman is Miles Bridges. If you haven't heard of him, you should. McDonald's All-American. The exhibition win over Northwood last week, 33 points, made all five of his threes. I know it's an exhibition, but freshmen aren't supposed to come in and score 33 points in anything. So keep your eye on him as the possible Big Ten Rookie of the Year.
Matt, let me bring you down another team here that I think should be up there. I believe they were the regular season champions last year in the Big Ten. That's the Indiana Hoosiers. We know that Yogi Ferrell is gone, but James Blackman's back, Thomas Bryant's back. Where do you see this team finishing?
I would actually probably have them fourth or fifth. Then I'd have, I think, Wisconsin, Michigan State, Purdue, 1, 2, 3. And then it's Indiana for me, Indiana, Michigan. And then, like, in that next group and all. Yeah, so it's something like fourth, fifth. I think, yeah, they're going to miss Yogi Ferrell badly. And I don't think it was totally coincidence they started playing their best ball of the year right when James Blackman got hurt.
Well, they did bring Pitt transfer Josh Newkirk over. I mean, could he be the solution there for at least at the point guard position? You seem to be a big guy in the point guard position.
Yeah, that I think he could be it. And also watch out for Danny Green's little brother, Devontae Green. Freshman who not real heralded despite the bloodlines, but I think actually might at some point this year beat out Newkirk. And actually, for Indiana to meet their potential, that actually probably would be the best thing. And then we know, I think Newkirk is a high major player, but I'm not sure if he's a high major starter. And so maybe if you get Green to come in and start and play the 25 minutes, and then maybe Newkirk 15 minutes, that might be the ideal solution for Indiana for them to once again kind of reach their goals.
David, do you agree with Matt that this is maybe the fourth, fifth best team in the Big Ten here when we're talking the Hoosiers?
I think so. That's about where I'd have them. And again, to underscore what he said about that, yeah, I think that's about where they fall, like at the top of that next year.
Yeah, David, we're losing your audio there a little bit, if you can turn it up a bit. But let me turn to Stalika on it.
I agreed with Matt. Okay.
You're back now.
Stupid.
Sounded like you were in the hallway with your running mate, Tim Miles.
I was. Stupid audio.
John S., your thoughts on this Indiana team and what they're going to be doing?
They're probably going to be the best of the rest outside of the big three of Wisconsin, Michigan State, and Purdue. I thought about putting Maryland above Indiana, but I also think the Terps have lost quite a bit outside of Mello Trimble because they're not going to have Diamond Stone, Jake Lehman, among others.
Okay, well, why don't we go there with the Terps? That wasn't exactly where I was going to go next, but they do have a pretty good player back in Mello Trimble. Stalika, just how good do you think they will be this year?
I think fifth would probably be a reasonable expectation for the Terrapins this year. Okay. I mean, we'll also see how they do when they have their rematch at Georgetown as part of the Gavitt Games this year. They also have a couple decent games against Pittsburgh, Oklahoma State, and this year they replaced Bowie State with St. Mary's of Maryland as part of their fixture non-D1 game, apparently.
So, David, you want to make a comment about this Maryland team?
Well, oh no, Maryland and Georgetown, I was just going to say, and it continues after this year. It's back.
Well, Tytel, on this Maryland team, Trimble actually took a step backwards, I thought, in terms of at least his stats last year. If he can regain some of the numbers they had during his freshman year, he got like a freshman like Justin Jackson coming in. Is this a tournament team this year?
I fear they're not. I'm thrilled that they're playing Georgetown on my birthday. I'm thrilled that Trimble's back. I really thought that he was going pro, but he decided to come back, and this is his team. And I agree that his stats were down, but he finished on a strong note, 17 points in the Sweet 16 loss to Kansas. My fear is that he's going to get double, if not triple teamed, every single possession. And shame on any opposing coaches who don't do that, because there ain't no Jake Layman or Diamond Stone for them to pass it off to. They have some pieces, but he should get double-teamed every possession, I think.
Well, Matt, if we're not going to put Maryland in the field, I want to throw a team out at you that was killed by injuries last year. And you probably know where I'm going already, and that's Illinois. Are these guys healthy, and can this be a tournament team with guys like Tracy Abrams, Malcolm Hill, LeRon Black all playing and playing a full season?
If Tracy Abrams has a strong season, yes. I just can't bet on it. And like to point to another recent situation similar to Abrams, Ray Smith, coming off of two serious injuries, just got hurt in Arizona's exhibition game last night. And I just don't know if I can count on Abrams to stay healthy. And also, is he the same player that he was before all these injuries?
Well, Tytel, he just punched you in the gut again, I think. Wow.
Jeez.
Do you agree that maybe Abrams just can't be that guy, and maybe Illinois is going to struggle because of that?
He punched my camera in the gut too, apparently. Ha ha. No, I love Tracy Abrams. It's hard to find a sixth-year point guard in the NCAA these days. I just hope he can walk. I mean, he's missed two straight years with ACL problems. I wish him the best, but they have other senior leaders too, like Mike Thorne Jr. and Malcolm Hill. Thorne has had his own injury problems. I believe he had a torn meniscus in the past. Malcolm Hill's a great scorer, but again, he's one man. And if healthy, this team is competitive, but the precedent and the history is that this team is not healthy.
David, I would argue, we've discussed a few teams during these preseason podcasts that were very disappointing last year.
Yeah.
Big Ted definitely had one of them in the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah.
Who were supposed to have this amazing freshman class coming in, completely disappointed. Four out of the five are gone now, although Jaquan Lyle may be the best of the group, who is the guy that's back. What do you see with this Ohio State team this year?
Not in the tournament. I mean, I think that they're going back to the NIT because of what you just said. A lot of the key pieces that were supposed to be key pieces last year didn't materialize. They did have moments, but they seem to have lost a lot. And then Thad Matta is having, from what I understand, they just seem to be slipping. And I think he's having his own health issues, maybe with his back at least. No one's told me that, but I think those are the rumors that are going around, and I could see them struggling again this year.
Stalika, do you agree with that?
There was also some addition by subtraction, I think, because I think it was Austin Grindstaff or one of their other freshmen from last year who actually transferred to DePaul, so that should be one telltale sign right there that the chemistry was not there.
Yeah, and well, Matt, they do have, I mean, aside from those freshmen, Jayshon Tate is back, Bates Diop is back, Mark Loving is back. They do have some pieces here at Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty high at Ohio State. And then I'm probably seduced a little bit by the fact they were 13th in the preseason power rankings. But I like the pieces that they returned. And it actually reminds me of Maryland a couple of years ago when they lost a whole bunch of guys and missed the tournament the year before. But had talent, and I think just having a little more of a tight rotation, known roles, guys who happen to be in the program, and that I think chemistry will be much better. And actually, I like this Ohio State team to maybe even crack the top four.
Really? Wow.
And I kind of agree with Matt here that I think this Ohio State team has a shot to finish that high. It also has a shot to be out of it. So, Tytel, I haven't gotten your thoughts on them yet. Let me throw them over to you. I mean, what do you think? This is one of the tougher teams to gauge heading into the season, I think, actually.
Agreed. You mentioned all the great forwards. Don't sleep on sophomore shooting guard Jaquan Lyle. He had a double-double against Florida in the NIT last March. Thad Matta has been to 13 NCAA tourneys. He knows what it takes to get there. He almost won it in 07. And if you need anybody to keep your team healthy, why not bring in a student coach like Greg Oden, the healthiest player I've ever met in my entire life?
Matt, let me go back to you here. A couple other teams that were actually in the NCAA tournament last year that we have not yet discussed. The first of those is Michigan. Is there a chance that Michigan, who was in the first four, one of the last teams into the field last year, do they get back in this year?
Yeah, actually, I think they're going to get back in. And it'll probably be in a similar type position. but I think they had just enough there. And I like Zach Ervin to have a huge senior year. I think he played last year hurt, played through. I think he's a much better perimeter shooter than last year's 29%. I think he'll get much closer to, I think, the 40-ish percent range that I think he's capable of and he's shown in years past. And again, Derek Walton stays healthy, which would be a huge key. And I like Mark Donald there, but I think junior year, I think hasn't done a ton so far in his career, but I think he has kind of a breakout junior year.
Caris LeVert and Caris LeVert and Spike Albrecht, I think, were two other guys that also had trouble trying to stay healthy for Michigan last year. So it probably seemed more of a relief for them just to squeak into the NCAA tournament field last year.
Yeah, and LeVert and Albrecht are both gone. We mentioned Albrecht transferring. Freshman coming in, Xavier Simpson, may need to take over the point position. David, do you like this Michigan team this year?
I have way more question marks about them than I do opinions now. But, yeah, I could see them. I was kind of surprised at how disappointing they were last year. I really like Beilein as a coach. I could see them getting back into the tournament or at least being on the fringe of it, right on the bubble come the end.
And this is forward, not a point guard. My apologies.
Yeah. I kind of 10 minutes ago I was sold on liking them a lot more than Ohio State, but you all made some compelling points about Ohio State, which we're going to have to go back and edit to make it sound like they were my own. But
well, John T, one other team that was in the field last year was Iowa. This team, Peter Jok is back, but do they have enough other pieces? Does Fran McCaffrey have enough other pieces there this year?
He does not. After Jok, it's a big drop-off. They graduated a ton of seniors last year who helped them get there. They have a nice sophomore front court with Nicholas Bayer and Ahmad Wagner, but I don't think it's enough. The weird thing about the Hawkeyes is their schedule in November. There's three cupcakes, Kennesaw State, Savannah State, and Texas Rio Grande Valley. And then three top 50 teams in Seton Hall, Virginia, Notre Dame. There's nothing in the middle. It's all or nothing.
I think Marquette did.
And that's followed by games against Omaha and Stetson.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We'll learn a lot about Iowa, I think, during the month of November, definitely. Matt, do you agree that this Iowa team, though, is most likely on the outside looking in this year?
Yeah, I would agree. They just lost too much. I do like Dom Ewell, but him and Jack, I think you need more than that in a top six conference to have thoughts of making the dance.
David, is there anybody else in the conference that we have not discussed yet that you do think is a tournament contender?
Well, we haven't discussed Nebraska.
Okay, besides Nebraska.
We're not discussing the Summit League tonight, David.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think we've hit on pretty much all of them so far, unless we did. I mean, Minnesota, no. Northwestern, oh, is this the – the city of Chicago is pretty excited, by the way.
Well, like
I think they're ready for Northwestern.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Northwestern here. Stalik, let me turn to you with this Northwestern team.
I've still been told too many times, Stalik. Don't do it, Stalik.
Still on the list of teams that has never made the NCAA tournament in their entire history. That there's only five teams that have been members of D1 since the beginning that have not made it. Northwestern on the list. Is this the year?
Is this the year they can make the NIT, maybe? The NCAA tournament? No.
I thought this was your type of team here, Stalika. I really thought you'd go for it. How about you, John T?
Penn State would be my type of team.
John
if
T,
I really had to go out on a limb.
Yeah, Tytel, is there anything you like in this Northwestern team at all this year?
I like the fact that they're the biggest sports story in Chicago this fall, and it's going to be all over the front pages. Right. No, I like Chris Collins, and the team's got a great scorer in Brian McIntosh and some nice pieces. They're young, a sophomore center in Derek Pardon, so maybe in the years ahead they'll be okay. But I fear that the streak continues for one of these Chicago sports teams, and that streak is that they're not going to make the tourney.
Matt, Stalika just mentioned Penn State. I think that could be an interesting team that I don't know if you agree that I don't know that I'm calling them an NCAA team by any means, but they may be closer than people think that they're going to be.
They're going to be fun to watch. They have a great freshman class, like in general, but especially for Penn State. Tony Carr was a top 50 point guard. Like Lamar Stevens is a bruising forward who'll fit in beautifully in the Big Ten.
I think that if anything, they'll be – I think they're about a year away. I could see them rising to the level of home court hero, though, and taking down some good a good team or two at home.
Yeah, and Stalika, you brought them up first. Are you going to actually call Penn State a tournament team this year?
Not this year, but I think as we also learned from Jerry Palm, it seems like once every 7 or 8 years, Penn State will actually put a competitive team that once in a while will make the NCAA tournament. May even win a game or two there, but not in 2017.
Okay. Let me go back to you, Matt. Another team here that was very briefly mentioned is Minnesota. David just laughed. Is that about all that they're worth?
There's some nice pieces there. I don't know if they have the current coach to put them in place, but Amir Coffey's a really good player, and if and when little Petito gets fired in March, there is going to be a war for his services if he has an inkling of wanting to transfer. He was top 50 kid who hurt his knee before his summer, so I think his recruitment didn't quite take off the way you expected, but Texas got in late. I know Marquette wanted him. And even like North Carolina and Duke were sniffing around. So if he has a strong freshman year, you could see him basically have his choice of destination if he wants to leave the U.
Tytel, do you agree that at least there's a couple pieces here in Minnesota?
Yes, but they're young pieces. And sadly, I thought one of the future pieces was going to be junior guard Akeem Springs. Now he's dealing with a Twitter controversy after tweeting something about, looks like my time in Minnesota may be shorter than I thought. It's all good, though. Like, that's the last thing you needed.
That's a great thing to be tweeting. Every executive should be tweeting.
Is he not going to be playing?
I think Minnesota.
Is that the?
Can we get that on the screen, please? Screen share. That's.
I think Minnesota would do a lot better if they could keep Xavier and Creighton from raiding their cupboard for local talents, because Xavier got J.P. McCura out of Minnesota, and Creighton, I think Zierden and Ethan Rocky a few years ago was another Twin Cities player they couldn't keep within their own backyard.
Yeah, that Wisconsin just goes in there. They have a couple kids coming in next year's class, Brad Davidson and Nathan Rivers, and that it just – anytime if Wisconsin, if like Minnesota's and Iona down, it seems like Wisconsin just hunts right up there. I know Wojo Marquette's recruiting was Minnesota fairly hard too, and just the right coach there I think could actually do really well. And Tubby was showing signs of it. Like
he was. And that's why they got rid of him, because they can't seem to do anything right. Oh, my days in Minnesota may be numbered after that. I'm gonna tweet that.
David, I know there's a team you definitely want to discuss, and that, of course, is the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. But seriously, we do have Steve Pikel coming in from Stony Brook. Corey Sanders, Mike Williams, Nigel Johnson coming over from Kansas State. There are a few pieces here at Rutgers. Have not won a game since the upset over Wisconsin. Was it Wisconsin we beat last year? Been a bit of a rough stretch. Do you think my Scarlet Knights can start to build something here?
Yes. I was not sure how you were going to finish that question. You said, do you think my Scarlet Knights can? They can. They've got a lot to build. But for the first time, I think maybe ever, or in recent memory, they've hired what I believe to be a really good coach who's up for the job. He really did well at Stony Brook, and they do have some pieces coming in. Now, well, I take that back. I did like Mike Rice, and we all know how that turned out. Maybe you guys are just cursed. Maybe things just
judging by their schedule, I'm guessing one of the stipulations of Pikel's contract was that they had to play at Stony Brook at least once.
Yeah, they do have a game this year at Stony Brook. I mentioned the fact that the last time we had won a Big Ten game was that Wisconsin game. I forgot that we did win the final regular season finale last year at home against Minnesota. So that streak was broken. But, Tytel, you kind of liked Steve Pikel and liked the pick. You want to show me a little love to my Rutgers Scarlet Knights?
Sure. I also like the fact that you used we five times in the last minute. That's fantastic. No, I think this Rutgers team is not going to get anything done this year because they're too young. If teams double team Mello Trimble, like I said, they should. Yes, I really think that Corey Sanders has a chance to be the best point guard in the Big Ten, which is ridiculous. But he was so good as a freshman. He's only going to get better. their whole team is juniors and Corey Sanders. So I think next year they have a legitimate shot of making some postseason tourney. And no, I don't know which one it's going to be.
Oh, and let's write this down. Tytel just predicted that Rutgers will be a top four seed in the NCAA tournament next year. I fully agree with you. David, you're not going to agree that's Rutgers. You're going to put that on another team. Let's get to them.
Well, I mean, it's just it isn't that Nebraska is great. It's that Tim Miles is great. And, I mean, he's going to make Nebraska – oh, I'm not going to go into – but, you know, in all seriousness, it seemed like they finally had some momentum. I'm a little surprised that it's taken him so long to get going, especially when they were so good their second year, his second year there, and had so much coming back in the third year. They struggled last year, although they did have a few moments, the win at Michigan State being one of the few. They struggle again this year. They're watching the tournament on television, and they lost one of their key players, which he made a mistake. Andrew White is gone.
Yeah, Matt, Andrew White is gone. There's not much left here. Is Nebraska the worst team in the Big Ten?
No, they're... We've mentioned a couple already, including your Rutgers, Scarlet Knights, sorry, Chad, but like
they're not worse.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they're gonna probably be in their 6-7 win range, and that had Andrew White stayed, I actually might have liked them as a sleeper because there's other parts of this roster I like. Glenn Watson's a good looking little point guard. I think Ed Morris could eventually be a nice forward for them. I think Louisville chance for Anton Gill. I think it'll be a little better situation for him. Remember, is it one time a top 50 recruit? I think could thrive here. I think you put Andrew White with those pieces, you might have had something. Without him, I think they'll be competitive most nights. Tim Miles will keep them in games, but not enough to seriously challenge for any kind of real postseason.
Well, on that note, I think I'd like to do is go through each of you and ask the question that we've been asking of how many teams and which teams will be making the NCAA tournament out of the Big Ten, and also who your champion is. I think it was fairly unanimous about Wisconsin might not be. Matt, let me start right off with you here.
Yeah, I do have Wisconsin's champion, although I think Michigan State gets within a game or two of them. And that, I'll say six teams in. It's, yeah, Wisconsin, Michigan State, Purdue, Indiana, Ohio State, Michigan.
Ohio State and Michigan. Tytel.
I'm going to say six teams make it. I like Badgers, Buckeyes, Spartans, Boilers, and Hoosiers. As for the sixth, I think it's a toss-up between Michigan, Maryland, and Iowa. I suppose they could all eight of them get in, but I'm going to set it at six. And no, I don't know which of the final three will be the sixth.
Okay. Salika.
I hate to be bland and say six, but I'm going to go with Wisconsin as the champion, followed by Michigan State, Purdue, Indiana, Maryland, and Ohio State this year.
That seems to be six is the big number. David, you stick with six also.
Well, I am, unless – well, and if there's a seventh, it will be Nebraska. But, yeah, I got Whiskey, Sparty, the Hoosiers, Boilers, and I like this – I like this Maryland team, and I think I'm going to go way out on a limb here and do something that I don't think I've ever done. And like I said earlier in the show, I like this Ohio State team. I think they're my six.
I am actually going to go a little bit – I'm going to be the difference maker here. I'm going to be the different – I am going with seven teams out of the Big Ten this year. I do like Wisconsin to win it. Purdue, Indiana, Michigan State, Ohio State, Maryland, all in the field. I am also believe that Illinois is going to be an NCAA tournament team this year. I think I'm the only one going with them.
Bracketology. That's going to be
a John Gross's agent welcomes that idea, Chad.
I like them if they stay healthy. If they can't stay healthy, they won't even be close. But if they stay healthy, I think this Illinois team could be pretty strong this year. But on that note, on behalf of myself, Chad Sherwood, Matt Zukowski, the blank screen there that is apparently John Tytel, John Salika, David Griggs. I want to thank everybody for joining us. We have a few more podcasts to go still. I believe the American will be up next, but so keep an eye on the website.
Well, we're doing all four of them. Well, we got four coming at once.
Four more coming at once, yes. We'll talk to you again real soon, though.